AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Kentucky, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked about the Justice Department's filing in the investigation of documents at former President Donald Trump's Florida estate.
I don't have any observations about that.
The filing says classified documents were likely concealed and removed from a storage room at Mar-a-Lago as part of an effort to obstruct the federal investigation. More from the AP's Eric Tucker.
They were told in June that a very thorough search of the property had identified all the classified information and that that had been identified and then given back. But the Justice Department later observed individuals, unidentified individuals, concealing boxes and removing them from a storage room. And that would be significant because the Justice Department had been previously told that all of the documents have been accounted for.
Again today, Donald Trump insists the documents were declassified. The FDA is authorizing the first update of the coronavirus booster. Vaccine Chief Peter Marks says this was made with the new Omicron variant in mind.
We have seen lots of twists and turns that were hard to predict. So it's the unknown unknowns that really are concerning.
New booster shots could be available within days. The parent company of social media platform Snapchat says it's letting go 20% of its staff, declining ad sales. The reason, the Palestinian Authority says a detainee held without charge or trial by Israel will suspend his nearly six-month hunger strike after receiving a written agreement that he will be released in October. The IRS says North Carolina's influential state chapter of the NAACP has lost its federal tax-exempt status for failing to file tax returns for 3 years. The state of Florida is suing federal health officials, accusing them of stalling the state's plan to import lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. This is AP News. Scientists are working towards staying healthy and active late in life.
The field of cellular senescence looks at how, as we age, our cells eventually stop dividing. University of California scientist Leonard Hayflick discovered the phenomenon by accident in 1960.
After about 50 population doublings of the original cells, I noticed that the cells stopped dividing.
It's a hot topic for research as scientists explore vaccines and drugs, dubbed senolytics, that might stop the accumulation of not quite dead cells, which can trigger inflammation and are believed to lead to an array of conditions like dementia, osteoporosis, and cardiovascular disease.
I've always thought that exercise is the best medicine that ever was invented.
95-year-old athlete and senior games medalist Richard Soller returned to the track at age 50 and has his own prescription for a healthy old age.
Keep moving. That's my motto.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.